Well, I was going to try and introduce you, but I'm just rotten. So tell us what your name is.
My name's Robin Christofferson, and I'm Head of Digital Inclusion at AbilityNet. And for people that aren't aware, AbilityNet are the UK's leading experts on technology and disability. And that's actually easy to say, because we're the only company that is truly pan-disability. That's right across the board. Any kind of disability, including RSI, dyslexia, age-related conditions, that sort of thing. And any kind of technology, from computers to mobile phones to autonomous cars to Project Glass, which is the Google glasses that are coming out early next year. Anything to do with how technology can help improve people's lives. And that's why we've helped organise this event with the RLSB, because we want people who are creating these fantastic new technologies, new smartphones, new tablets, new devices like Google Glasses, to make sure that they think about everybody when they're designing them. So, for example, Google Glasses, absolutely fantastic. Wherever you look at, you can take a photograph of something. You can use image recognition to see, for example, that you're moving towards the subway, and it'll tell you, oh, that line's closed. So
wow.
Do you want me to give you walking directions to get to your destination? On the heads-up display, something can pop up and you can have a video call with someone, or it can tell you when you've got an appointment. And we're saying, that's brilliant, that's going to help so many people. But remember, for example, someone who can't see, they absolutely would want to be wearing Google Glasses, because it's like having a pair of eyes with you wherever you go, with a layer of artificial intelligence on top. So as you're walking around, just think how fantastic, from a sort of orientation point of view, it would be to be able to see exactly where you are, and it would tell you, you know, you're in front of Marks and Spencer's, or it would use geolocation using the GPS to say, you know, you've gone off the route that you were intending to go along, that sort of thing. I also showed a video in my presentation about emotion recognition. So that's software that can actually real-time detect people's facial expressions. And again, you could combine that with Google Glasses, and you could, for someone with autism or Asperger's, it would tell you, you know, this person's looking unhappy, maybe you ought to change the subject, etc., etc. And that's all very mature technologies now. And we're trying to get the message across that people who are developing these sort of devices need to think about a really diverse set of personas, a number of people with a range of impairments, along with the other demographics that they usually consider: the elderly, people who aren't very techno-savvy, people that haven't got very much money or much time. Think about a range of impairments as well, and that will really help make the products that they're developing much more everybody technology than they otherwise would have been.
That's wonderful.
And now, before you go, let me tell you how much I love Audio Boo.
Oh!
So,
I didn't tell him to say this.
Because I'm blind. Audio Boo, getting a tweet, for example, with an Audio Boo attachment is exactly the same as someone who's sighted getting a photo attachment. And we all know how popular photos are in tweets. You know, it just adds 1,000 words kind of thing. Well, for a blind person, having an Audio Boo attachment is exactly the same thing. It takes it from 140 characters to something that is so rich. And, you know, we all know how good audio is for making you, you know, familiar with that person, or listening to that fantastic bit of music, or, you know, get ambiance like here we are in this room. I'm assuming this is going to be Audio Booed. So it's absolutely fantastic. So it's a really brilliant example of where it adds something. I'm sure it wasn't designed for disabled people in mind.
Actually, there was a little bit of that in mind.
There you go.
Yeah, so
that's what we're saying with Everybody Technology. You build something for a mainstream audience, it has to have mainstream appeal, otherwise it's only going to be a niche product. It might cost a lot more because, you know, you have to fray your initial investment. So we're past that now. You're not designing things for, you know, bespoke devices or software for a niche market. You're designing something that will appeal, have a mass appeal, but you're doing it in such a way that makes it so that, you know, it has a very special and particular application for people with a disability, for example. And the Audio Boo website, say, is accessible. It's screen reader accessible. If it wasn't, then it wouldn't be an everybody product, because, you know, it's fantastic for visually impaired people, but they wouldn't be able to use it. So, fantastic.
Hooray! I feel so proud to work for Audio Boo, and it's really simple. Thank you so much for talking to me. You're very inspiring.
Thank
You're
you.
A lovely man, and let's stay friends. And I want some more boos from you, please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.